Great ideas can come from anywhere and anyone, across borders and regardless of background. But ideas alone don't change the world. They need context, they need systems, and they need people working together to translate understanding into action.
At Bridgewater, we believe our greatest contribution starts with understanding how the world works and continues with putting that understanding into action. That's the foundation of the partnership with Global Citizen. It brings together two organizations who lend their unique understanding and strengths to help address the world's most pressing challenges through deep insight, shared commitment to make meaningful change and impact. We believe that we can most effectively help others by deploying our macroeconomic expertise and understanding at scale, because tackling today's global challenges and unlocking the opportunities they also present requires deep understanding of how the world is changing and why.
And Global Citizen brings an unparalleled platform for advocacy, mobilizing millions to act on the world's most urgent issues: extreme poverty, defending our planet, the global food crisis, and more.
Our work begins with one question: how does the world actually work? For 50 years, we have built our understanding of how the world's economies and markets work through deep, systematic research. We build our investment strategies on fundamental cause and effect linkages: how fiscal policy works, how monetary cycles evolve, how geopolitical shifts change the playing field. We study history, we model the present, and we seek to understand what is next. We map out those linkages, and then we systemize that understanding so it can evolve as the world changes.
Our process is rigorous as we continue to compound our understandings through time in a rapidly changing world. And it's built on the belief that the best ideas win, no matter where they come from. That's what we call an idea meritocracy.
Well, today, the world is changing rapidly. And though it may be hard to see when you look at it day by day, when you take a step back and you study humanity and how economies and governments have evolved over the years, there's a very significant change that is happening right now. It's a once-in-a-generation paradigm shift. After decades defined by globalization, a new economic order is emerging, one that's more fragmented, more protectionist, and more complex. This year, we are widening our aperture of the partnership, and we are inviting you to join us to take on one of the most important economic questions of our time: how will modern mercantilism reshape the global economy in the decades ahead?
Historically, mercantilism described the economic policy of most of Europe in the 16th and 19th centuries. During this time, national governments orchestrated trade and production to build their own power, favoring rising exports, falling imports, accumulating wealth, and protecting domestic industry. That gave way to a very different paradigm, the 20th century, where you had globalization. This steadily built and expanded since the end of the Second World War. Governments stepped back, free trade expanded, and collaboration across countries became the norm. But now we are seeing a different paradigm emerge. Forces driving this shift have been compounding in recent years. COVID exposed our dependency on global supply chains. Geopolitical tensions revealed the risks of this economic entanglement. And technological disruption, especially with AI, is amplifying this race between nations, companies, and individuals, and raising uncertainty across the board. We're seeing a reversal of decades of economic integration. In its place, a world of national self-interest, of governments coordinating trade, production, innovation to meet their own domestic goals and promote domestic strength. We call this paradigm modern mercantilism, and it's comprised of five core tenets. One, the state plays an active role in orchestrating their economy. Two, national wealth and power are prioritized over global cooperation. Three, trade balances are treated as metrics of strength. You want more exports, you want fewer imports. Four, governments protect and promote their own national champions. Five, industrial policy returns as a tool of global competition. For decades, globalization fueled progress, innovation, and cooperation. But it also left gaps: economic dislocation, regional inequality, and some political backlash. But now, as the pendulum swings back toward fragmentation, the risks of regression are real. More people could fall into poverty. Global challenges like climate change and resource scarcity become harder to solve. the distance between those who adapt and those who are left behind could widen. This has big implications, not just for investors and policymakers, but for every country and community globally. This is a complex new world that we are entering. And at Bridgewater, we are determined to take on that complexity and understand it. That's where you come in, because we know great ideas can come from anywhere, and we're partnering with Global Citizen to open the aperture of people who can help us understand this new world. In partnership with Global Citizen, Bridgewater is launching a global competition, Forecasting the Future, a modern economics challenge open for anyone, anywhere around the world. This is a moment that calls for more than good intentions. It calls for insight, new understanding, coordination, and ultimately action. And when the public and private sectors come together with that clarity and shared commitment, we can rise to meet it together.